大家下午好，请预备我们的心来聆听神的话。Good afternoon, everyone. Let's prepare ourselves to listen to God's word.
宣召经文，诗篇121篇第一到第八节。我要向高山举目，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹，保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边荫庇你。白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。耶和华要保护你免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore. Psalm 121, 1 through 8.
请大家起立，我们用诗歌来赞美我们的主。我们的诗歌第一遍用中文，第二遍用英文。And let's sing the song. The first, we sing in Chinese, and the second time we sing in English.天父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿我们得你的怜悯，可以来到你面前俯伏敬拜。我们愿高声歌唱，我们爱主耶稣，我们要用我们的全身心来赞美神，因为凡天上地下的都是你的，国度是你的，丰富尊荣都从你而来。 你治理万物，在你手里有大力有大能，使人尊大强盛都出于你。主耶和华，求你使我们长存奉献的心思意念，坚定我们的心归向你。我们以上祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, holy be your name. Give your mercy to us. Let us come to you and worship you. We sing out a love song to Jesus. We worship the Lord. O Lord, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom. And thou art exalted as head above all. In thy hand are power and might. And in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength to all.O Lord, keep forever such purposes and thoughts in the heart of thy people and direct our heart toward thee. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 请坐，不谢。
Oh. 现在是读经的时间，今天所读的经文是希伯来书第四章第四节到十六节。我们翻到圣经，我们齐声朗读希伯来书第四章第四节起。
论到第七日，有一处说到第七日上帝就歇了他的一切的功，又有一处说他们断不可进入我的安息，既必有安息的人，那先前听见福音的因为不信从不得进去。所以过了多年，就在大卫的书上又限定一日不你的说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心。若是约书亚已叫他们享了安息，后来上帝就不再提别的日子了。这样看来，必另有一个安息日的安息。因为那进入安息的，乃是歇了自己的功，正如上帝歇了他的功一样。所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒。神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更好，刺入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在都是彻如敞开的。我们既然有一位已经深入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也还是受过试探与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。好，我们今天程序有一点点变化，我们读经完以后，我们诗班献诗歌，然后再长老的祷告。好，现在请诗班献诗。
谢谢诗班的献诗。Thank you for the choir presentation and also the youth musician, use the instrument to serve the Lord. 让我们一起低头祷告。Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we precious this time. We precious that we can come into your presence. We precious that all your children can come together here and sing out a song. Sing out a song to our Jesus who loves us first. Because Jesus died on the cross, deliver us from the darkness.And transfer us into the kingdom of Son so that we become children of God. When we come together here, we know you are the center of our worship. We come to the throne of grace. Because of your grace, we can come into the Holy of Holies with full confidence. And we give praise to you.And we always sing of the mercy of the Lord because your love, your mercies are always upon us, upon your children. No matter what condition we are, you're always with us. And we give our glory, our thanks, and everything to you and all your blessing to each and everyone here today. We come to worship you.And we pray that all of us here will stay sober so that we will listen to your message and we'll get nourishment for our spirit. 主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们何等宝贵这样的时间，我们来到主的面前，我们何等珍惜这样的时间，所有信主的你的儿女一起来敬拜颂赞，因为你是我们的颂赞，我们的敬拜的中心，让我们一切的歌颂都能达到天庭，蒙你自己的悦纳。因为我们真的是人活着不是靠食物，更需要靠主的话语，就是我们的灵粮。我们愿意我们在座的每一位今天都可以听到主你自己的话语，我们有个谨守的心，清醒的灵，我们来接受你仆人所要传讲的信息。献上感谢、祷告、颂赞、尊贵，都归给在座宝座上的羔羊，是奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。We are delighted we have Pastor Jim Price to preach us, and we have Oppo to translate for him.
Well, Opal, I have to tell you that that was one of the finest choral presentations I have ever heard.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. Yes. Praise the Lord.
I had to decide whether it was an earthly choir or a heavenly choir. And I determined...That was, it was an earthly choir that sounded like a heavenly choir.
Jim 牧师实在是感谢主，他称赞我们诗班，他还以为是天上的诗班，就没有想到是地上诗班，所以我们将一切的尊贵荣耀都归给主，感谢主。
Well, Peggy sends her love to you.
她的夫人 Peggy 师母跟大家问候，请问安。
She always wants to be here, but now she's up in Oregon visiting with our children and grandchildren.
那个师母到 Oregon 州去探望她的孩子跟孙子孙辈们。
She's coming back tonight.
今天晚上她就回来。
So I can start eating it normal again.
总算我就可以有美食可以享受了。
Too many In-N-Out burgers.
吃了太多的那个汉堡。
You know, every generation has uncertain times.
每一个年代都有一些动荡的时候。
You think of our fathers and grandfathers and my father during World War II, back in the 40s.
各位的父亲爷爷 辈分，他们都享受一些都受到一些动乱。他自己的父亲在第二次世界大战也度过。
And then in China in the late 40s, uncertain about the communist revolution.
是在四零年代末的时候，也不能够确定那个共产主义的安稳。
And then in the 50s,
在五零年代
the United States and Russia entered what's called the Cold War.
美国跟苏联进入冷战的时期
wondering who was going to drop the next atomic bomb.
都在思想到底是哪个国家会第一个丢下那个原子弹。
Uncertain times in China during the Cultural Revolution.
在文化大革命的时候，中国也经历过很多的动乱。
Uncertain times in America and Europe after 9/11 and the terrorist bombings.
911那恐怖袭击事件之后，美洲跟欧洲同样的也是在不稳定的动乱当中。
Even during the last month, the hurricanes.
即使是上个月，我们也经历很多飓风的一些威胁。
The earthquake in Mexico.
在墨西哥的地震。
And not recently, but many earthquakes in China.
很多中国前一阵子也经历过很大的这个地震。
And then there's Kim Jong-un in North Korea.
朝鲜的那个金正恩也是造成了很多的不安。
And then America is all wondering what's China going to do to stop him.
美国也是在想为什么中国还不拦阻他呢？
I think we all need to work together and trust and pray to the Lord.
我们大概都应该彼此同心的一起，仰望神的带领。
But our brothers and sisters 2,000 years ago lived in real uncertain times.
但是我们在主内的弟兄姐妹们在2000年前经历的实在是一个非常非常动乱的一个时代。
Now I'm going to see if I can advance the slides from here. It hasn't worked in the past, but I'm going to try. Whoa!
It works. 以前好像不能动，今天蛮好的。
Hey, tech team, thank you. It's working great.
谢谢在上面的工作的同工。
And you know, guys, high school, college kids, and all of us, this is what the book of Hebrews is all about.
这希伯来书的本意就是讲这个重要的动荡的时间，因为有的高中生或者是大学生并不明白这个。
Living in uncertain times and having confidence.
在我们在动乱当中，我们还需要有一些坦然无惧的信心。
You and I don't know what will happen tomorrow.
我们没有一个人知道明日会发生什么。
We have a very special neighbor across the street from our house in Folsom.
我住在 Folsom， 在我们对街有个邻居，非常特别。
The couple is about 10 years older than Peggy and me.
他们夫妇比我们夫妇大概年长十岁。
And last Monday, we heard the fire engines arrive at their house.
上周我们听到那个救火车、消防车来到他们的房子。
And our neighbor Bill had suffered a heart attack from which he did not survive.
我们的邻居 Bill 他在这个火灾当中。心脏病没有办法。
You know, the Bible says that life is short.
圣经上就说人生是短暂的。
Compared to the life of history, to the time of history, it's short.
在历史的长河当中，我们的人生实在是非常短暂。
But it's also uncertain.
非常非常不稳定。
None of us know how much time we have.
我们没有一个人知道我们还可以有多少年日。
So with the uncertainty of what will happen around us or what will happen to our own selves, how can we have confidence?
在这么动乱的时代，然后我们自己也不知道明日如何的时候，我们应该怎么样存活？
Let's take a look at a couple things from the timeline that I put together so that we can look at the book of Hebrews in proper context.
我们在研读希伯来书之前，先看一下在新约年代有一些很重要的一个年代表，我们来看一下。
Sometimes we just pick up our Bibles and start reading, and we really don't know the setting in which we are reading.
很多时候我们拿起圣经来我们就读，可是并不知道这个历史背景环境到底是如何。
So let's bring in the first part of that timeline, AD 30.
在主后30年。
That's the date where most Bible scholars believe that Jesus gave his life. He died on the cross for our sins.
很多大多数的圣经学者相信在主后30年的时候，耶稣舍命在十字架上。
We look at the next, we come up to AD 49.
在主后四十九年的时候。
So it's almost 20 years later where Claudius was the emperor in Rome.
在主后耶稣十字架上舍命之后的大约二十年之后，在罗马这个 Claudius 这位主政。
And he's the one that told all the Jews to get out of Rome.
他规定所有的犹太人要离开罗马。
Why would he do that? Things were relatively peaceful.
当时是非常平静安稳，可是他为什么要让犹太人离开罗马呢？
It's because some of our brothers and sisters were leaving Judea and leaving Asia and going to tell their relatives about Jesus.
因为当时很多的信徒离开了犹大地，然后到他们的家乡，告诉他们的家乡有关于耶稣基督救世的好消息。
And the Roman historians wrote that Claudius kicked them out because there were riots over a man named Christos.
Claudius 这位当时的凯撒王就规定所有的这些犹太信徒转为成为基督徒的这些信徒非要离开不可，因为他控告他们，他控诉他们是动乱。
And you can read more about it in the book of Hebrews, but when they moved out, the Roman rich people came in and confiscated their property.
当这些犹太人家庭离开罗马的时候，在罗马一些有钱的人反而没收了，将这些犹太人的家产充公在他们的名下。
And the writer of Hebrews says that you handled it with dignity and grace.
希伯来书的作者反而真的是赞许他们说，你们真的是处理得非常有尊严，也非常有很好。
Five years later,
五年之后
，the beast by the name of Nero took over as Caesar.
有别号是野兽的这个尼洛王，他主政。
Nero was probably the most wicked and evil of all the emperors.
在所有的这个罗马做凯撒王的当中，他应该算是最残暴、最凶暴的一个王。
People said it was safer to be Nero's pig than a member of his own family.
有人说，做尼禄家的一个猪，反而比做他家的亲人反而还要安全一点。
He killed wives and sons.
他把他的妻子跟儿子都杀了。
He always felt threatened about his throne.
他通常是非常没有安全感，他老觉得有人要篡位。
And then in AD 64, he set fire to Rome.
主后六十四年的时候，他把罗马城。
He wanted to clear out some of the older houses in front of his palace to make room for more glorious structures.
他只不过是想把他这皇宫对面有一些有点违建，或是不整齐，或是不悦耳的一些地区，他想把它清除掉。
And the wind came up and it burned most of Rome.
起了大风之后，把这个火，真的是火势越来越大。
Including the homes of some of the wealthy senators.
也包括一些所有在那个议会里做议员的一些有钱人的家里遭到波及。
Nero needed somebody to blame.
所以尼禄王需要嫁罪于别人的时候。
And he blamed the Christians.
他就怪罪于在基督徒。
Nero was married to a Jewish wife by the name of Poppaea.
其实尼禄是娶了一个犹太女子 Poppaea 为妻。
And I'm sure Poppaea said Nero blamed the Christians.
我相信很可能这个妻子跟尼禄说，你就怪这个基督徒吧。
AD 64 to 66 is Nero's reign of terror on the church.
在主后六十四年到六十六年，就是尼禄这个真的是暴政最恐怖的一个时候。
This is the period of time when the apostles Paul and Peter and the other apostles gave their lives as martyrs.
就在这一段时间，像使徒保罗、彼得和其他的一些信徒。主的门徒都舍命，都殉道了。
The times were tough.
那个时候实在是非常艰难。
AD 66 to 70.
在主后六十六年到七十年的时候。
Rome declared war on the Jews.
罗马政府就对犹太人宣战。
Why did he do that?
为什么他这样做呢？
Nero killed his Jewish wife Poppaea.
因为尼禄王把他的犹太妻子杀了。
And there were problems in and around the temple. And Nero said, "We have got to destroy them."
因为那时候在圣殿的时候有一些问题，所以他非要把他们消灭了不可。
So the Roman army started in Galilee and came south to Jerusalem.
所以那个时候罗马兵从加利利海一直到那个南边。
And there it is in AD 70, Jerusalem and the temple are destroyed.
所以主后七十年的时候，耶路撒冷圣殿被毁。
No more temple.
没有圣殿。
No more priesthood.
没有祭司。
No more sacrifices.
没有献祭。
To this day.
直到今天为止。
But we have a temple.
但是我们有圣殿。
And I won't be talking about that today. But our temple is the church where Jesus is in our midst.
我今天不要谈那个话题，但是我们要知道，圣殿其实就是我们教会。
And you and I are living stones.
我们是活石，建殿里的活石。
And we are priests in that temple.
我们是在活石里头的祭司，在这祭
But let's go ahead a little bit.
我们再往前走。
Probable author of the book of Hebrews is probably Barnabas.
这希伯来书的作者很可能是巴拿巴。
Our author has to be somebody who is influential.
作者一定是要有很有影响力的一个作者。
Somebody who is a great encourager, because that's all about the book of Hebrews.
因为这本书的作者是一个很大的一个劝慰词。
Somebody that knows a lot about the priesthood.
因为这个作者。谈到很多关于祭司的事情。
And if you read in the early parts of the book of Acts, Barnabas is there, and he's of the priestly class.
假如在新约你有读到的话，你应该知道巴拿巴他的别名就叫做劝慰子。
He accompanied Paul on the first missionary journey.
他陪着保罗登上第一次的宣教之旅。
I think it's Barnabas, but it could be Paul.
我相信这个作者很可能是巴拿巴或者是保罗。
Sorry, Opal, on that.
No problem.
The likely location of writing is Greece.
写作的地点很可能是在希腊。
That's because as you get to the end of the book,
因为在这本书的结尾的时候
the writer says, "All the saints who are with me greet you."
这个作者说，在所有的那个基督徒都问候你。
So many of the Jews who had left under Claudius were now living in Greece, but there were many Jews still in Italy.
当初从那个Claudius 大帝离开的那个国家的那些信徒们就跑到那个希腊。
And the likely date of the writing is 64.
当初写信的年代很可能是主后六十四年。
At the onset of Nero's reign of terror.
就是在尼禄暴政的初始的时间。
And that is the purpose of this writing.
写作的目的也就是这个。
I'm going to go back one and just hang out right there for a minute. What the writer was doing is calling on these new Christians not to leave the church.
作者是在呼吁当初的基督徒不要离开教会。
Because in 64, Judaism was protected.
因为在主后六十四年的时候，犹太教是在受到罗马政府的保护的。
The Romans didn't have a problem with the Jews.
罗马人保护这个犹太教的一些犹太人。
So if you were a young Christian or even an older Christian,
假如说是你信主年日很浅或者很久的话，
and you were facing persecution by Rome,
假如说你面对罗马政府的迫害的时候，
your tendency would just say, "Oh, I'm going to sneak back under this umbrella of Judaism and pretend that I'm still a Jew."
所以你很可能是为了惧怕迫害而又回到偷偷的回到犹太教受到政府保护的这个。
The writer of Hebrews says there's nothing there for you.
可是由这个希伯来书的作者跟大家说，其实犹太教没有。
You have left the old covenant.
你是在旧约的一个律法之下。
The old covenant is dead.
旧约已经死了，已经过去了。
So let's look at this call for hope as they anticipate the end of the old covenant age.
写这书的目的是希望他们能够有一些盼望。
In the book of Jeremiah,
在耶利米先知书里头，
he is the only prophet that predicted that there would be a new covenant.
只有他 耶利米先知预测预言说有一个新的约。
No other prophets predicted a new covenant.
没有其他的先知能够预言说有个新约。
But the Jeremiah and now the writer of Hebrews is saying this old covenant is growing old.
像耶利米先知跟这个希伯来书的作者就说，旧约已经过去了。
That old covenant could not change the heart.
旧约没有办法改变我们的心。
It was just filled with rules and regulations.
只有一些律法，一些教条。
And in chapter 10, the writer of Hebrews says the old covenant was just a shadow.
在第十章的时候，希伯来书的作者说，旧约只不过是一个影儿。
And it was a shadow of better things to come.
只是一个未来更美好的一个影儿。
When you and I read the Old Covenant, the Old Testament,
你我读旧约的时候
remember it's just a shadow of what God was doing in looking forward to the New Covenant.
旧约只不过是我们面向新约，面向基督要来的一个影儿而已。
And the writer of Hebrews says that the old was a shadow, but the new is the real substance.
所以希伯来书的作者说，旧约只不过是一个影儿，要为了新约来成为实体。
You say, how can this be? There was a temple and sacrifices and priesthood. That's a shadow?
你想怎么可能呢？因为旧约有圣殿呢，也有祭司啊，然后也有献祭啊，怎么可能这么一切这么重要的事情都只是影儿呢？
All that stuff was never God's final intention.
其实这些所有的一些圣殿、献祭、祭司，只不过是一些神的旨意，让他们成为影儿。
We are His intention.
我们是神在我们身上的最终的目的。
In a few minutes, we're going to take communion.
再过几分钟之后，我们要一起领受圣餐。
Jesus picked up that cup and he said,
耶稣拿起杯来说，
This is the blood of the new covenant.
这是立新约的血。
Shed for you for the forgiveness of sins.
为你赦罪而流的。
We are now in the new covenant.
我们是在新约的时间当中。
But from 30 AD when Jesus said that, it was another 40 years until the end of the old covenant could be seen.
在主后30年的时候，当耶稣告诉大家这个事情的时候，40年之后才能够看到旧约已经成为过去。
It was like God was giving them a 40 year period, a generation to repent because you've just killed my Messiah that I sent to you.
神在那40年当中让这些子民们真的是真心的悔改，因为他们杀了神所预备的神子。
So the writer of Hebrews has said that first covenant is becoming old and obsolete and it's about ready to disappear.
所以这个希伯来书的作者就是说，这个旧约实在是要渐渐的过去，要成为影儿。
The writer knew it was about ready to disappear.
怎么会新的就马上要出现？
Jesus said it would be in the next generation.
耶稣说是在下个世代。
And he said in Luke 21, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, don't go in, go out, because the end is near.
因为耶稣在马太福音二十章里面就说了，假如说是你看到耶路撒冷城被围困的时候，你要赶快离开，因为你知道这个是旧约的影子马上就要过去了。
So the purpose of this letter is right there on the screen.
作者写此书的目的是在上面。
In spite of the Roman persecution, do not abandon your faith in Christ. Don't go back to the so-called safety of the old covenant.
所以作者鼓励当初的信徒说，虽然遭受罗马政府的迫害，千万不要放弃你在基督里头的信心，然后又回到所谓犹太教的那个安全感里头。
Now there's another reason for that that maybe the writer of Hebrews didn't see.
很可能有另外一个原因，说不定这个作者还并不知道。
Because in 64 it was safe to be a Jew.
因为在主后64年的时候，好像是做犹太 犯人在犹太教里头是安全的。
But that was only temporary.
可是那个只不过是短暂的一段时间。
Because 2 years later, Nero killed his Jewish wife.
两年之后，尼禄暴君他杀了他的妻子。
And war began with the Jews.
所以就开始对犹太人有肃清。
The writer was a great encourager, and he encouraged the Christians to stay steady.
这个作者是非常非常好的鼓励者，然后他是劝慰基督徒说要好好的停留在你们所信奉的基督里头。
He used the word "let us" many times in the book of Hebrews.
在英文里头，他常常用让我们或是我们需要怎么样怎么样。
Now, you think those two little words are pretty simple.
那两个字听起来好像很简单的样子。
But notice,
可是请注意一下。
He didn't say, let you, he said, let us.
那两个字是说让我们，而不是说你啊。
Because Barnabas knew the same persecution was coming upon him also.
巴拿巴自己本人也知道所有的迫害也会临到他自己本人。
And so let's look at that checklist.
我们来看一下这个清单。
We're not going to turn there because we don't have time, Opal. So let me just go ahead and mention. He says, let us fear and yet be diligent to enter his rest.
他巴拿巴劝告信徒说，我们应当畏惧，然后并竭力进入他的安息。
Notice that passage in Psalm 95.
在诗篇95篇里头说
，David begins.
大卫开始的词句是说
，Let's praise the Lord with clapping.
让我们用双手欢呼来赞美主。
Let's bow the knee and humble ourselves in reverence.
让我们跪下来，然后敬拜，尊崇我们的主。
And then when you come to worship, listen to His voice.
所以你们来敬拜的时候要听到神的话语。
David writing at about 1000 BC.
大卫是在大概主前一千年时候写的这首诗。
Was looking back a couple hundred years to the time in the wilderness.
在旷野的时候，他看到这些景象。
When they disobeyed God's voice.
在旷野当中，以色列民违背神的旨意。
And they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
神带领他们在旷野当中，真的是巡行了四十年。
God said, "You will not enter my rest."
神说，你们不可以进入我的安息。
Which was supposed to be the land of Canaan.
应该是他们会到迦南美地的。
But then Joshua talks about entering God's true rest.
约书亚后来就接着说，应该是进入主的真的安息地。
It's a rest where you let go of all your labors.
在主的应许地之内，应该放下你们所有的重担。
You no longer work to gain any kind of approval from God.
你们不是靠你们的那个行为而能够称义。
You come by grace through faith.
而是借着神的恩典，能够信心进入神的安息。
And he's telling these Hebrew Christians, listen to God's voice.
他是告诉这些希伯来的读者说，你们应该聆听神的声音。
Don't go back to the old covenant.
千万不要回到旧约的信仰。
Those guys didn't listen to God's voice, and look what happened to them.
他们没有听神话语的那些人。
They all died in the wilderness.
到最后，他们都倒死在旷野当中。
Live for Him today, and listen for His voice.
为主而活今日，而能够真的是聆听神的声音。
I like to think of this psalm as a psalm of worship.
我希望能够体会到这首诗是一个敬拜的一个诗。
Every time you come to worship,
每一次你们来敬拜的时候
，expect to sing praises.
要记得我们应该是唱赞美诗。
Expect to humble yourself.
我们应该要真的是要
谦卑我们自己。To hear from God.
我们也应该希望能够听到神的话语。
What if you come and you don't hear from God Sunday after Sunday after Sunday?
万一你每一个主日都来，可是你听不到神的话语，怎么？
You're going to begin to say, "What's the point?"
你们一定会说，那来教会有什么意义？
Prepare your heart to come to hear from God.
一定要预备你们的心来听神的话语。
We can enter his rest by listening to God's voice and responding to it. And then let us hold fast to our confession. Your confession is not your testimony. You might say, oh, my confession is when I was in youth group and we went to camp or I went here or there and I accepted Jesus. That's not what Barnabas is talking about. He's talking about what do you confess about Jesus? Brothers and sisters in China and Russia and other parts of the world have to hold on to their confession.
在俄罗斯, 他们一定要持定他们所承认的道。
Jesus is Messiah.
耶稣基督就是救世主。
Like Peter, he's the Son of the living God.
就像彼得一样, 就是说, 他是我们所有的生活的中心。
He lived a perfect life.
他是完全毫无瑕疵的。
He died on the cross as the sacrificial lamb for my sins.
在十字架上受死, 是一个代罪的羔羊, 为了我们的罪而死的。
He rose again from the grave.
他又从坟墓里,
He appeared to many up to 500 over 40 days.
复活之后又向很多的信徒显现, 超过500人以上。
He ascended on high.
然后他就升天。
And he lives there today to make intercession for us. He is our great high priest. Number three, let us draw near to him with confidence and with a sincere heart. Jesus is our great high priest in heaven.
耶稣是我们在天高天上的大祭司。
How could Jesus be a priest?
耶稣怎么可能是一个大祭司呢？
He was from the tribe of Judah, which was the kingly tribe.
耶稣是大卫君王系列的这个。
But Jesus didn't come from the tribe of Levi, the priestly tribe. How could he be a priest?
他是大卫君王的系列出来，而不是利未。
The writer of Hebrews gives the answer. Jesus did not descend from Levi. Because through Abraham came Levi, but Abraham paid tithes to a king in Jerusalem.
亚伯拉罕的后裔有立位，可是，在圣经里头有特别提到亚伯拉罕向一个大的祭司献祭。His
name was Melchizedek.
他的名字就是麦基喜德。We
don't know much about him.
我们不太知道麦基喜德是什么人。But
in Genesis says he was a priest and a king.
在创世纪里头说他是一个祭司，然后也是君王。After
Abraham defeated the kings, he gave gifts to Abraham.
在亚伯拉罕在打败王之后，他给麦基喜德献。But
then Abraham turned around and gave a tithe to Melchizedek.
可是亚伯拉罕反而向麦基喜德献了十分之一的礼物。
So the writer of Hebrews says there's a priestly order much greater than the tribe of Levi.
所以作者特别提说，比麦基喜德还要更高等次的一位，就是在我们当中。And
Jesus is a priest from that order.
所以耶稣是因为这个等次而成为了祭司。We
can come near to the throne of grace. Because of our great high priest. Let us press on to maturity. When you come to Jesus, he's not counting on you just sitting and doing nothing.
你到耶稣的面前来的时候，耶稣希望你不要只是坐在那边，什么事儿也不做。
He calls every one of his followers to become more like him.
他是希望呼吁每一个他的跟随者都能够像他一样。
To put away the sin that so easily entangles us and become like Jesus.
把我们容易缠累我们的罪都放开，然后奔向他。
Stay in the Word of God.
在神的话语中下功夫。
Practice righteousness.
然后在行为上能够称义。
Ask God to get rid of your biting tongue.
让神掌管我们容易抱怨的嘴。
Or your unexpected anger.
或者是你心中的愤怒。
We are called to grow on, go on to maturity.
神呼召我们是要成为完全的弟兄。
Number five.
第五。
Let us consider how to encourage one another to love and good deeds.
让我们激发爱心，勉励行善。
When you come on Sunday afternoons,
你到主日下午来的时候，
you should come.Asking God to give you someone to encourage today.
希望你向神祷告说，有人能够今天在主里头鼓励我。
It's about you coming before the Lord.
是因为你到神的面前来。
To worship Him.
来敬拜他。
It's about you hearing for His voice.
你们来的时候是要听神的话语。
And it's about encouraging one another.
然后彼此的勉励。
The writer of Hebrews says, don't do what some are doing. They're staying away. They're not fellowshipping.
不要，作者鼓励大家说，不要像一些人在那边什么事都不做。
When you come together,
你们一起聚集的时候，
encourage one another.
要彼此的勉励，彼此的鼓励。
Two more. Let's lay aside every encumbrance and run the race set before us.
让我们放下各样的重担，奔在我们前头的路程。
Some of you young people, track runners here, maybe.
有些人很可能是长跑的健将吧。
I don't know about you, but I love watching the Olympics, the Summer Olympics.
我不知道各位的喜好，但是我非常喜欢看。
And there's that ribbon stretched across the finish line.
特别是在最后临终的地方，然后冲过那个彩带的时候。
When you watch a hurdler or a sprinter going down that track, their eyes are not on the person next to them, but on that finish line.
所有参加赛跑或者跳高栏的这些人都是望着前面的最后的 目标。
And the runners strip down to all that they have is shorts and maybe a top for the ladies.
他们都是穿最单薄的最轻的然后参加这个赛。
Of course, the men are supposed to wear tops too.
有的时候有的人需要穿得整齐一点。
But they strip off all of the heavy stuff.
他们把所有的重的东西都脱了。
Friends, that's what we need to do.
我们也应该这样子。
We need to get rid of the garbage that's dragging us down from achieving maturity.
我们也应该脱去所有容易缠累我们的一些重担。
Identify those areas.
自己审查一下。
Ask God to give you the courage and the strength to strip those things off.
也求神真的是给我们力量，能够把这些重担。
Become more loving and kind and thoughtful.
然后能够更。更体贴，能够更有关心人的人。
One more.
最后一个。
Let's offer the spiritual sacrifices of praise and doing good and sharing.
让我们献上颂赞的灵祭，然后行善，还有捐书。
When you offer a sacrifice,
当你献祭的时候。
If it doesn't cost you something, it's not a sacrifice.
假如不花你任何钱的话，这不叫做献祭。
The definition of a sacrifice is it costs you something.
献祭的意思是需要你付上一些代价。
What does it cost you to praise?
你送赞的一些费用是什么，或者是需要花些什么？
Oh, it's easy to praise Him when you come to church on Sunday afternoon.
到教会来的话，真的送赞神是非常容易的。
But what about when you're going through tough times?
可是你假如经历一些苦难挫折的时候怎么办？
That's what the writer of Hebrews is talking about.
作者希伯来书的作者说，
You're going to face tough times.
你一定会经历一些苦难。
And when you want to grumble and fuss, God asks you to praise, and that's a sacrifice.
当你在抱怨、在苦读、在埋怨的时候，神希望你能够献上颂赞的祭。
When you students get ready for exams or homework assignments, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
You're learning.
你们就学到东西了。
You're becoming better students than ever.
你们会越来越好。
Ready for the next phase of your life, adults.
然后迎接下一个更伟大的一个时刻。
Now you talk about something scary. That's scary. Becoming an adult.
要成为成人的话，吓人的 ，Yeah.
By God's grace, you will make that transition well.
因为主的恩典的话，让你们这个时间度过得非常容易。
So all of us, let's praise Him even in tough times.
让我们在经过苦难的时候，艰难的时光，还是颂赞我们的主。
What's the sacrifice of doing good?
行善的话需要做些什么？摆上什么呢？
If you do good to another brother or sister here,
假如说你对其他的弟兄或者姐妹行善的话，
it's going to cost you your time.
至少要花你的时间。
Somebody calls, hey, can you help me do such and such?
有人给你打电话说，哎，可以帮我做这做那。
Oh, I don't know.
我可不知道哦，很难讲哦。
In doing good, they cost you your time.
是要花你的时间的。
And our time is valuable.
我们的时间是非常宝贵。
Finally, there's the sacrifice of sharing.
最后是讲到捐书的这个善行。
The cost is your resources.
你们所有的资源资产。
Whether it's money in the offering.
虽然是有的人是。
Whether it's giving for special needs.
奉献。有的人是为了特殊的那个场合要奉献。
Or taking maybe a plate of kung pao chicken to your neighbor.
说不定做一盘宫保鸡丁给你的邻居。
It costs you something.
要花费你一些。
To praise and to do good and to share.
就是颂赞或者行善或者捐书。
Confidence in uncertain times.
在动荡的时候，我们有信心，坚立不摇。
Don't retreat.
不要退缩。
I know we're not facing the kind of persecution that our brothers were 2,000 years ago.
我知道我们现在众弟兄姐妹所面对的，真的是比不上2000年前我们那些信徒所遭受的一切。
Don't go backwards.
可是决定不要往回走。
Press on to maturity.
不走回头路，而能够尽力往前，能够到达完全的地步。
Be a faithful new covenant priest.
真的是很忠心的成为一个追随者。
Offer the sacrifices of praise and doing good and sharing.
献上我们的赞美的灵祭，行善或者捐书。
And God will enrich your life because of it.
神一定会因为你们所做的、所行的、所想的而报答你。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, even today here, there are some maybe here who have not entered into your rest.
主啊，虽然在我们当中很可能有的人还没有进入到你的安息里头。
Come to me, all you who are heavy and weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
就像诗歌里头说，真的是我们要来到主的面前，主就卸下我们的重担，肩负我们的重担。
Come to Jesus for your true rest.
到耶稣的面前，他会就给你得到安息。
Let me offer a prayer, Lord. I come to you today.
主啊，我向您祷告，我今天到你的面前来。
I need rest from the weariness of uncertainty and sin.
我需要在这个动荡当中能够得到安息，得到休息。
Fill me with your Spirit.
真的是保护我，用你的圣灵遮盖我。
Forgive my sins.
赦免我的罪。
Make me a new creation.
让我成为一个新造的人。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
And I pray for this congregation, Lord, that you
help them to grow to
maturity. 为这个所有的会众祷告。
为这个会众能够祷告成为更完全的地步。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Thank you, Opal. As always, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Pastor Jim for the message. 谢谢 Jim Price 牧师的信息。下面是守圣餐，让我们读这一段经文。We're going to read a few verses and prepare ourselves for communion. 那我们可以一起来读。Shall we just read all together, either in English or in Chinese? 一起来。又拿起笔来注谢，就掰开递给他们说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是我血和力的经验，是为你们流出来的。” We have a few minutes quiet time, prepare ourselves, examine ourselves before we partake the bread and the cup. Just we heard from the message and it's recorded here in the scripture. Jesus set up this new covenant in his blood.我们预备我们的心，省察自己，就刚刚所听到的信息，在路加福音里面记载，这杯是主所立的新约，是为我们而留的。所以凡是信靠主耶稣受过洗礼的，我们都欢迎你来领受这饼和杯。 For those who believe in Jesus ChristAnd have been baptized, you are welcome to partake the bread and the cup. Because this is a new covenant he poured out for your sin. He delivered us from darkness into eternity. 因为这个立新约的杯是主耶稣的血所流出，拯救我们脱离黑暗的权势，进入那永恒国度。请文雄弟兄为杯祝谢，然后请圣君弟兄，不，文雄弟兄为饼祝谢，圣君弟兄为杯祝谢。
亲爱的天父上帝，爱我们救耶稣圣神，感谢你赐下你的独生子耶稣基督在十字架上为身体为我们破碎，求我们留，我们真是感谢神给我们这样子残酷高深的爱。我们在这边，我们再次来到神的面前，我们真是求神鉴察我们，知道我们的心思，试炼我们，知道我们的意念，看在我们心里面有什么恶心没有，引导我们走永生的道路。我们真是感谢神赐给我们这样的真厚高深的爱。我们求神的圣灵在我们住在我们当中，让我们每天都能够行出神更像神的样子，是耶稣基督的样子。我们真是感谢神，我们这样子祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
是啊，亲爱的天父，真是感谢你让我们今天有这么好的信息，让我们在领受杯的时候，也让我们能够来感谢主，是吧？感谢你让耶稣基督你的唯一的儿子来世上为了我们的罪流尽了他自己的血，是吧？也给我们有这样子的这样的恩典，让我们不管是在什么的情况下，是在动荡的时候，或者在不安的时候，或者在我们人生低谷的时候，我们都能坦然无惧地来到你的面前，来向你来祷告，主啊，因为我们就因此成为你的儿女，主啊，真是感谢你，求主你来鉴察我们，让我们所说的所做的都能够得到你的悦纳，也能够荣耀你。主啊，感谢你，这样祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
让我们一起来吃这个饼喝这杯，以感恩的心等待主耶稣第二次的再来。 May we eat this bread and the cup together with thanksgiving and looking forward to his second coming. 起来。
现在是报告的时间，今天有第一次来教会的新的弟兄姐妹或者朋友，如果有的话，请你站起来，我们可以认识你。那如果没有的话，我们都欢迎各位。今天美国教会今天有他们特别的聚会，所以我们可能崇拜结束以后，请弟兄姐妹就是离开比较快的速度离开，这样。Okay. 那我们昨天有四位弟兄姐妹于杰，还有吕胜军，还有沈小英，还有我们去七口，昨天有去跟他们在校园的团契有一个跟他们一些活动，我们也很高兴看到神在校园团契给他们那边的学生还有访问学者的带领。我们从这个月底礼拜四我们开始祷告会，有用 Rick Warren 的那个 Purpose Driven Church 这本书，所以请大家能够如果参加祷告会的话，我们可以一起来学习。好，我们今天的崇拜就到这里，请大家起立，我们唱三一首。
向你扬脸，赐你平安，是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。请坐 ，Please be seated, and you are welcome to the fellowship hall for the refreshment. 欢迎每位到交谊厅，我们有点心可以彼此的交谊。
这三个。